From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN Security Council has meeting on Syria. The United Nations Security Council is holding a private briefing today on the humanitarian situation in Syria, where government forces backed by Russian airstrikes are waging an offensive against rebels in Aleppo. The operation has sent tens of thousands of people fleeing the northern city toward the Turkish border. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said his country has not closed its borders to more refugees, though it has not admitted the wave of Syrians who have arrived in the past few weeks. In a speech at the presidential palace today, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan asks, what does the United Nations say? Open your borders to the refugees? What are you for then? What are you for if it is that easy? Until now, we've taken into our country 3 million Syrians and Iraqis. What did you take? Which country took that many refugees? Russia has repeatedly rejected criticism of its military operations in Syria, which began in late September, backing President Bashar al-Assad. Russia's stepped-up aerial bombardment in Syria is expected to be a focal point for the U.S. and other members of the International Syria Support Group when it meets this week in Germany. Interviewed today in London, a member of the Syrian opposition, one of the groups attempting to defeat the government of Bashar al-Assad, places blame on the U.S. This is Salim Al-Muslant.
Somebody has to stop, you know, Putin and stop the dictator in Damascus. I don't think Russia is really strong enough, but because of, you know, some weakness on the other side, that what makes Putin, you know, moves like that in Washington.
This is VOA News. The South African opposition Tuesday asked the Constitutional Court to rule on whether President Jacob Zuma broke the law by spending over $20 million on a state-funded security upgrade of his private home. Now, those upgrades? Well, according to a 2014 government report, they included a swimming pool and an amphitheater. Well, last week, the president said he was prepared to repay some of the expenses on the upgrades. The African Union force in Somalia warns that al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as African Union soldiers to carry out attacks, including atrocities in parts of Somalia controlled by the AU force and Somalia's federal government. The goal, it says, is to turn Somalis against AMISOM, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. Human Rights Watch is calling on Uganda to publicly state that security forces are legally bound to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peaceful protest in the days leading up to the nation's February 18th election. It said that recently, one ruling party official was recorded telling people that if the people protest the election results, the state will kill your children. Human rights groups have documented cases of children being shot to death by security forces during public demonstrations in Uganda, including a 2-year-old in 2011 and a 13-year-old in 2009. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is leaving his post to become the president of the Constitutional Council. That's the country's Supreme Court that reviews compliance of laws with the Constitution. And socialist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire businessman Donald Trump have won their respective Democratic and Republican New Hampshire presidential primary elections. This is VOA's Jim Malone. He's in New Hampshire.
After a disappointing second-place finish in the Iowa caucuses, this self-styled non-politician known for blunt talk enjoyed a victory lap in New Hampshire.
We are going to make America so great again, maybe greater than ever before. I love you all.
But the surprise in the Republican race was the second place finish by Ohio Governor John Kasich.
There's magic in the air with this campaign.
In the Democratic race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders scored a major victory over frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
The government of our great country belongs to all of the people.
Clinton urged her supporters to look ahead to upcoming primaries where she is favored. Jim Malone, VOA News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
The presidential hopefuls now move on to elections and caucuses in Nevada and South Carolina later on this month. Joe Palca reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.